mind garden, a place to expand and grow the mind. I'm Julie Kelly, and every week I'll be bringing you shared life experiences, thought-provoking stories and interviews, and topics that'll really get you thinking. But for now, sit back and let's plant some seeds of inspiration in our mind garden.
Hi, and thanks for joining me in today's episode. My name's Julie Kelly, and today I'm going to be talking about something that's touched most of us in our lives. Well, all of us, I think. I'm going to be talking about fear. Fear is debilitating, isn't it? And we've all experienced it. But what if? Just think about this for a minute. What if you were all comfy and snug watching TV tonight? And a 200 kilogram tiger just walked slowly into the living room and started wandering around. What would you do? I know it's a strange question, isn't it? But come on, honestly, what would you do? Would you freeze with fear? Would you scream the place down? I know I probably would. You might find you could outrun the tiger. Or maybe you'd just grab a chair and turn yourself into a tiger tamer. See, we're all different. And the way we react to fear, it varies, doesn't it? But however we react to fearful situations, all of the above that I've mentioned regarding the tiger, they're all survival tactics. Now, Dr. Helen Street, an education consultant, author, presenter, and the chair of the Positive Schools Initiative, she's spoken at length about this topic. And she first used the metaphor of the tiger in the room in workshops that were there to help teachers understand anxiety in the students. Now she talks about how all manner of triggers and cues in our environments can become really similar to an actual tiger. And it's true that, isn't it? Because when we actually perceive something as a threat, it becomes massive, doesn't it? But here's a question. Try and figure this out if you can. I'm sure it won't take you long. What's the biggest cue in our environment today that lets the tiger into the room? What do you think it is? Well, I've done some research on this. And if you said the news, you're probably right. You see, we switch on the news, and immediately our senses are assaulted by COVID, war, corruption, genocide, or as the politicians prefer to call it, ethnic cleansing, because it sounds prettier, doesn't it? That's called newspeak, by the way. It's a new way of dressing up things that are really, really gruesome and horrible, horrific, to make them sound a bit more acceptable. So ethnic cleansing, it sounds like, you know, they're cleaning something, doesn't it? Rather than saying genocide. Because if we said genocide, everyone would stand up, wouldn't we? Be up in arms. Anyway, you know, it's all about, you know, somebody died in this country or a mass tragedy in another country. All this stuff, plus the everyday happenings in our own environment around us, it all needs to be processed. But we don't have enough time, do we, because of the constant bombardment coming from every angle. You see, the power of the human mind and our imagination, it's such a massive thing, and it often means that we go racing off, creating our own dialogue about what's fact and what's fake. At times, I think we've all experienced it, haven't we? Common sense goes right out of the window. And it means that we learn to live and react in response to how we perceive things. We do that almost as much, if not more, than the actual events themselves. You see, when we hear, see, or experience something outside of our rational thinking, either in reality or in our imagination, it's like that tiger that entered the room. We get scared and we freeze. Or we take flight. Or as a last resort, we fight. Now as humans, because we know that fighting is likely to have consequences, like for example a punch in the head, I'm not advocating violence here, but if you go out and start fighting, you'll likely get a smack in the face, aren't you? Because of that reason, and because we know that's likely to happen, what we do, we tend to freeze. So it's not like freezing into ice, it's more a mental freezing. So instead of hiding, we simply avoid things. And instead of actually fighting, we start to get this anger and frustration building inside of us. Now, if you're going through fear at the moment, you're probably identifying with a lot of what I'm saying here. You see, we can experience the tiger anywhere. At a party, maybe in a text from a friend that we misinterpreted. You know, the friend was saying one thing, but we thought they were saying another. In a staff meeting where targets and deadlines are being talked about a lot, we feel that tiger entering the room. All these things, and even whilst we're lying awake in the darkness, with only our late night worries for company, it's no wonder we experience such high levels of anxiety, is it? When we constantly feel so under threat. And when we think about it logically, when we're confronted by a man-eating tiger wandering around the room, we'd be crazy, wouldn't we, to take our eyes off it for a single split second. So the thing is, we focus more on the things we believe to be a threat. And the more we do this, the more scared we get. We suddenly become the best fortune tellers that ever walked the planet, don't we? I know that you'll experience this. I know you've all experienced it, listeners here today. We do. We become the greatest fortune teller. We can tell you exactly what's going to happen to us in the future. We create a dialogue in our mind about how things are going to go. And we even change the tone of our language to suit it. We change everything to negative, don't we? Why is everyone else doing well and I'm stuck? Well, by everyone, do we mean in the world or just a handful of people? You see how ridiculous it sounds. Why is everyone doing well and I'm not? Or we sometimes say things like, you know, he or she always sounds intelligent. Why can't I use words like that? And right now I'm thinking, what are you asking me for? How the hell do I know? You know, why are our negative thoughts so powerful? And why do we let them control us? Well, it seems that over time, our negative thought patterns become entangled in our automatic habits. So what happens is we don't notice anything until we start getting fearful or stressed. Now, Dr. Helen Street came up with a little exercise that proves how quickly things become ingrained in us. Now, here's a little nursery rhyme we all know. And what I want you to do is to try not to finish it in your head. Are you ready? And please excuse me because my throat's a bit off. Twinkle, twinkle, little. Now, how hard was it to keep the word star out of your mind? You see, when our thinking gets entwined with our habits, the things that we know, we've got little or no control over them. Just try it again, that exercise. Twinkle, twinkle, little. You automatically want to say star, don't you? Because we know that to be normal. But the more we have little or no control over our thoughts, the more powerful they become. And we've got no control over them at all then. They gain that power over us like a tiger who confidently entered the room. But the more we become aware of our thoughts, the more we learn to control their power. For example, we saw the tiger. We've all had that tiger, haven't we? That fear, like a tiger in the room. And we assumed its dominance. We saw that tiger as confident, dominant, big, powerful. But stop for a minute and put yourself in the tiger's situation. You're a wild animal and you've just entered a room that's absolutely alien to you. You've got to be nervous, right? You've no idea what's in there or whether it's a threat or not. You see, although we know it's natural that a tiger's more likely to attack when it's threatened, we do start to see the vulnerabilities within it when we try to look from the other perspective. So the more we habitually turn our attentions to healthier and more balanced ways of looking at life, the calmer and happier we'll be, no matter where we are or what we're doing. So if you're experiencing fear, or you're going through that feeling of the tiger in the room being always there, I really hope this podcast has made you think about looking at things from a different angle. I'd love to hear your comments on today's podcast, what you thought about it, because it's always good to get your feedback. I'm Julie Kelly, and you've been listening to The Mind Garden, the podcast where we plant a seed and something beautiful will grow. And that something can expand and nourish the mind. Please like, share, and subscribe to my podcast channel over on Apple Podcasts. And let's work together to build happier, healthy communities.